Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, it's our first show of the new year. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm always excited when I'm going to do a show with you, Paul.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about the first library show of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, how'd your holidays go?
Oh, good, good, good. Everything is good. You know, it's all different, of course, but what can you say? I'm just glad they're kind of in the past and that we can move things forward and jump into all sorts of new and exciting things for this next year. Speaking of which, you know, I can talk about a few programs and things that we have going on here. We started our adult winter reading program right after we opened the library on the 2nd. And so if you're interested in joining us, all you have to do is read books and you earn prizes while you're doing it. So it's super easy. For more information and to register, just give us a call at 289-1681. It's a fun program. We give away, you know, we're not giving away trips to some place or another because we're all staying home anyway, but but there are little prizes here and there. And so it's kind of fun and something to be thinking about. Also, we're rolling out a bunch of new take and makes. What that means is that you call the library, sign up and register for some of these different things that we're advertising. And then what you can do is you will be able to pick up a kit, and everything in this kit will be included in what you need to do to complete it. And so for the month of January, we've got one adult take and make kit where you can take and make a canvas painting of the state of Minnesota. And if that's not interesting to you, I've got another alternative that you can use the same materials to do as well. And so if you're interested in participating in that, you just give us a call and we will get you signed up. Now, keep in mind, you know, of course, supplies are limited. So it goes to the first number of people that call and register. And then each week we offer different take and makes for kids. We're also offering a take and make for teens this month as well, and hope to kind of build that up a little bit because arts and crafts or games and different things like that are kind of fun for everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is the winter, so even though it doesn't seem like it because it's been so beautiful, anyway, so there are just some different things for people to do. Also, Steve Starrood will be here today, which is the 5th, and he'll also be here on the 19th. So if you're interested in any help with any tech questions or computer or a variety of things like that, make sure that you give us a call so that we can sign you up and get you registered so that you can have an appointment with him. Keep in mind that we also have our book club, and we are meeting via Zoom. And our book club pick for this month is by Lisa Unger. It's Confessions on the 745.
What is that about?
It sounds really interesting. What this book is about is two women meet on a train, and they both have some issues, and they have some problems with some people in their lives, and so they're sharing these things even though they're strangers. And one woman goes home, and a couple of days later, one of her problems has been murdered.
Uh-oh.
So who was that mysterious person she met on the train?
Okay.
Anyway, so it could be really an interesting book with lots of twists and turns. So keep that in mind. I started a new thing this year and this month. I put together a newsletter, and I used to make them monthly, but with COVID and everything, I've been trying to do it every couple of months. And so I'm trying to feature new and upcoming books to watch for. So I thought maybe instead of talking about what are you reading, maybe we could talk about these new books that are coming out now in January.
All right, let's do that.
And I hear you're reading a new book.
Yes. Well, yes. Shock. Yes, I am.
I think you should share with our listeners how you got this book first.
I think you're more excited about me reading a book than I am, Cindy. Yeah,
I think every librarian's goal is to encourage lifelong reading.
Yep.
to all ages. You know, of course, we always want our children to do that, but, you know, it's just as good for us adults that are getting older, too.
Yeah.
Not that that's you or I or anything.
Nope, not us. Yeah, no, a friend was listening to our library show last time, and I made a comment that I'm not reading a book. So he thought he'd fix that, and he gave me a really interesting book that he thought I'd be interested in. Dick Bramer, of course, who broadcasts the play-by-play of the Minnesota Twins on Fox, on television, wrote a book about his upbringing in Dumont, Minnesota, right by us here, and how he got started in broadcasting at St. Cloud State. And boy, I tell you what, Cindy, I've never done this for a long time. I sat in my chair one night from 7 o'clock to about 11 o'clock, and I just couldn't put the book down. It was so interesting.
And, well, that's exciting to hear.
I don't do that too often, but that was pretty neat.
But I think that's what's so wonderful about book recommendations, mm-hmm. because, you know, and we try to do this all the time with people, is we try to recommend different books, and sometimes it might not be something that you'd think you're interested in, and yet you start reading it, and all of a sudden, it's just like you've entered a whole new world. So
right.
I'm super excited for you, Paul.
Well, it's kind of right down my alley. He talks about his first broadcast ever, and I remember my first radio sports play-by-play on the radio ever, and you know, so I could relate to what he was talking mm-hmm. about, and I just couldn't put the book down, so that was great. I encourage everyone to read Dick Bramer's book.
Well, good. That's super great.
Yeah.
Super
what are you great. Reading, Cindy?
Well, right now I'm kind of taking a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But there are, I will be reading, of course, the Confessions of the, on the 745.
Okay.
By Lisa Unger. But some new things to consider that are coming out is The Mystery of Mrs. Christie by Marie Benedict, The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins, and Joe Didion has a new book out, Let Me Tell You What I Mean, and then The Push by Ashley Audrain. So these are some new things to kind of think about and to consider. But, you know, I guess I'm always reading something of some sort, but sometimes I'm always looking for something that's just a little different, you know?
Yep.
And so I decided to start recommending, you know, when I put the newsletter together, a few different ones that might not be necessarily always on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, everybody knows about Daniel Steele and John Grisham and James Patterson, but I just thought, we'll put some different things out there, too. So,
okay.
So yeah.
Good. I got to tell you another funny story with that book, Cindy. You know, as I was reading it, I'm saying, man, I've already read 80 pages, and it took me about 3 hours to read 80 pages. I'm thinking, well, Cindy would have had that done in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've told you, when I was in high school, we had speed reading, and it just really stuck with me, and I probably have... I'm not sure I'm a truest on how I do this reading, and sometimes I'm slower than others. But yeah, it's just kind of interesting how fast I can, and still, you know, I
yep.
mean,
speed reader.
Yeah, what can I say? Yep.
No, I'm not a speed reader. That's for sure. But I surprised my wife. She kept asking me, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm reading a book." She goes, "You're reading a book?" And she was kind of more shocked that I was reading a book. But
well, I think that's super.
Yep.
And, you know, it's the perfect time of year to pick up a book. And if you're interested, you know, in reading or coming to the Appleton Library, you know, you just give us a call. We are open, but it's by appointment. So that means that we need to meet you at the door and let you in the library because the building is locked. You also can arrange a curbside pickup if that's what you prefer. And, of course, just call us and we can make book recommendations. You can tell us what you want us to order, all those lovely things because, you know, we miss our customers and that's what we're here for, is to help all sorts of people with their reading needs.
Okay. How can people contact you, Cindy?
Well, they can call us at 320-289-1681, that's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Okay. All right. and check out your website and Facebook page and keep everything up to date on that, right?
Yes. In fact, I'm posting on Facebook all the time. I will be posting the adult winter program that we're going to be having for the Take and Make and everything. And so if you're interested, you'll be able to see that on Facebook on what you can complete. And then, of course, we're always putting new things on there. So that's probably the best way to see what's new and exciting here.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Can I give a complete book report next time?
I guess you can.
Just like in school?
I guess that is totally up to you, Paul.
Okay. I'll give a complete book review about Dick Bramer's new book next time then. So.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And have a great week, Paul.
Yeah, you too, Cindy. Thank you. That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.